Thanks for tuning in to Faith Church Podcast. We're a church that believes in getting people connected, seeing families grow, and lives being changed. We hope that this message will speak to you today. It was all in our hearts, and I believe you're going to love it. Let's get to it.
We're going to talk today about the blood of Jesus. Everybody shout it with me. The blood of Jesus. Come on, all campuses, shout it again. The blood of Jesus. Blood is a powerful thing. How many of y'all don't like to see it, though, coming out of your body, huh? Right? The Bible says the life of the body is in the blood. In fact, when you get shot, it's not the bullet that kills you, it's the leakage, right? Because your body is made up of blood. They say about 6 pounds of it. So if you want to lose weight, just go give blood. Come on, right? But the life of the body is in the blood. Healing is in the blood. You injure yourself, immediately you get a bruise, right? Because blood goes in there. It says, let's protect this area. So we see there's protection in the blood. We know that blood contaminated is not a good thing. Like if you have AIDS and somebody else has AIDS, how many of y'all know you're really not going to aid each other giving each other blood? There's minerals and vitamins, and everything healthy that happens in our life happens through the blood. However, blood can get contaminated. And the interesting thing about blood is you just cannot live without blood. You can live without your kidney. You could even live, check this out, people disagree with me on this, but just wait just a minute. You could live without your heart for a little bit, because I've seen people who have a heart and their heart is dead and it's laying there, and there's a machine, and the machine, as long as there's blood in the body, the machine keeps pumping. Now, it's a problem when you're walking through the mall. How many of y'all know that's a problem? But you need blood, blood, blood. Jesus is the redemptive work of the Father for us when Adam did what he did. How many of y'all remember Adam and Eve back in the garden, right? Everything was absolutely perfect. I mean, they had no bills. Can I get an amen? The weather was perfect. It was just totally awesome. And she was naked and he was naked. And wasn't no kids interrupted. Come on, somebody ought to give me this. This is an awesome thing. And my gosh, if we don't just go and mess it up, right? The bloodline was messed up. Taken advantage of. What man was supposed to do was be fruitful and multiply and have dominion over, the Bible says in Genesis, the fish of the sea and the fowls of the air. Then that was messed up. But Jesus. Everybody shout, but Jesus. Jesus knew that we had a bloodline problem. Now, first of all, there are certain people that call them blue bloods. Everybody heard of that right there? If you've ever been to England, you see there's this queen over there, and she got this big kingdom, and they got security and all kinds of money, and then the young man just married a girl, and then she decided they didn't need to be there anymore. How many of y'all know that? I'm not offering my opinion. I just think it's a bad idea. If you're ever living in a kingdom, and you got security, and you got money, and everything's good, you don't go back to Queens. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. That's just my opinion. But the enemy comes in and tries to take you from the royal family. When you receive Jesus, Sunset Hills, you receive the name of Christian. So now my name is David Dwayne Crank. But when I got born again, first of all, the devil cried because he said, we lost a good man today. But we took on the name Christ, and now we are in the royal bloodline of Jesus. And now we get not what we deserve, but we get what he earned for us through the redemptive work of the cross. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise. Come on, Weldon. Come on, Ferguson. You are a king's kid. You are a royal family. You are also on divine assignment with God's provision in your life, doing business in the earth realm, and no longer are we swayed by, controlled by this Adamic curse because of the blood of Jesus was spotless. Do you remember in the Bible, if you read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, all in there, there's a lot of talk about the blood. Stuff like don't eat blood. It just talks about, you know, they eat it. And I know a lot of people don't. Nicole likes hers just raw. Like the thing just, she like just puts it on the grill. Like it's mooing 1 minute. Moo, boom, boom. She's on it, right? Little too much. She tries to share food with me, and I'm like, nah, I don't like that. I like mine. I like mine just like when I get to heaven. I want the Lord to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Anybody with me on that right now? Uh-huh. I'm just saying. Just for me. You eat the blood. But the Bible says in Leviticus that don't eat the blood because the disease is in the blood. Whatever the animal had is in that blood. It said pour it out on the ground because you don't want that diseased blood. Now, our blood was diseased 7,000 years ago with the Adamic curse, but then Jesus came back and he said, there's only one way to redeem mankind back. But in the meantime, they had to sacrifice bulls and goats and ultimately lambs. So animals had not sinned, so they could be an atonement once a year when we sinned, and the priest would go in, and now we would receive not remission of sins, it would be a covering. Covering. Everybody shout covering. Because man knows he needs to be covered. Remember this, in Adam and Eve, immediately, as soon as they did what they did, immediately they got great bodies, everything's there, but now shame comes in. She says, I'm naked. He says, man, I'm naked. And he's got abs, so it sounds like, rrr, rrr, rrr. Come on, somebody help me right now. Rrr. How many of y'all do this? And it's more like, boom, 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 boom. So now he says, God comes into the cool of the evening, and he said, Adam, where are you? It's not that God didn't know where you were. It's not a game of hide and go seek. He was asking the question, where are you? Where are you in this covenant relationship? How did you let this bloodline fall away? And then immediately they went and covered themselves and said they sewed together aprons, fig tree leaves. And so basically it's the first bikini that you've ever seen, right? She covers herself, he covers himself, but they really were just temporarily covering the flesh. They weren't dealing with the bloodline. But then Jesus now, through this temporary order that comes up, they're sacrificing bulls and goats. Then one day Jesus comes down. Somebody better get ready to shout right now. He comes down the staircase of heaven, the spotless lamb. Once and for all, only one lamb is needed. Worthy is the lamb that was slain. The one who lived and died and had nothing to gain. And I will never be the same. I have everything to gain. Worshiping the Lamb. That's a song we wrote during the revival. And we're going to have some songs that come from heaven in this revival that are going to hair lift the devil. Come on, somebody help me right now. Amen. He is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Everybody shout it. Worthy is the Lamb. Come on, all campuses. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. I want my little nurse to come out real quick, and maybe Eric, you come up representing St. Louis. Come here, Eric. And Eric, I just walk her along here, and we're going to do some blood work real quick. Blood. The life of the body is in the blood. When you give blood, all of a sudden now we take this blood and they go and get it checked out. The bank, by the way, this is one of the guys from our city campus. Our city knows this. So we're going to have a nurse draw blood on him. This is just, you can't say that you didn't give blood for this church. Right? He also is in the parking lot ministry. Every Sunday in St. Louis at our city, you see this guy. And by the way, Florida doesn't know anything about cold. You're like, today it's like, it's 50. It's cold. You don't know nothing about cold. You don't know nothing. Come on, St. Louis. You know what? These people don't know nothing about cold. It's so cold, politicians got their hands in their own pocket. Nelly's from St. Louis. It's so cold. Nelly pulled his pants up. It was so cold. We're giving blood, and this blood, we can check to see the contaminants in the body based on the blood. You can do enough blood work and find out where you're deficient in areas, or if there's cancer is really a disease of the blood. And that's why when people go through chemo, they really, really get sick because blood is the thing that fights off the disease and sickness, and chemo is what is doing a work in the blood. I'm here to tell you that Jesus has done a work in the blood, and the blood that he had was spotless blood. It was the only blood that once and for all could pay for the remission of our sins, heal us, deliver us, set us free. Come on, somebody help me right now. Turn me up just a little bit. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. So we drew blood. Okay, good. So you can go sit down and we'll give you lab results after a while. Now, when you find out what the Lord has done for you, it'll make a big difference in your life. And we're going to receive communion at the end of this service. But I want your faith to be real high in the area of blood. Let's go here. Ephesians 1, verse 7. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood. Through his blood. Everybody shout it. Through his blood. Come on, all campuses. For the forgiveness of our sins. Notice it doesn't say, in him we have redemption through our works. So when I grew up, there was a lot of works-based. Anybody grow up in a church where there's a lot of works-based? It's like, you know, like in, where the camp my daddy came from, like they said that there's a scripture in the Bible that says, women cannot wear that which pertaineth to man. It's one scripture. And if you take scripture out of context, you get conned by the text. And so they took the scripture and they put it in law, right? And so that meant that girls couldn't wear pants. So it was holy. A woman was only holy when she was wearing a skirt. But can you imagine this at youth camp? You're going to go ride ponies and the girl gets up in a skirt. Come on, somebody. You sing it too much. Come on, help me right now. I don't have to paint pictures. That's not holiness. That's works religion. That's the flesh. Right here it says that in him we have redemption through the blood for forgiveness of our sins. So my dad grew up in that works-based religion. Remember, we're saved by grace and only grace. Grace, grace, and nothing but grace. Works, you can't do it. That, no matter how high you jump, you still can't get to the moon. No matter how high you jump, you can't impress God with how good you do. I went to church, though, every Sunday. I work in the parking lot ministry. I went through growth track. I connect with God, connect with people, discover my purpose, make a difference. Now, these are things that we do to learn more about God, but it doesn't make God love us anymore. So one day I came over to my daddy's house, and he had a mustache when he was born. I saw his baby pictures. As soon as he came out, he had a mustache. Anybody know somebody like that? Come on, raise your hand. I mean, he's just like you're always, maybe your grandma or something. You've never not seen her without a mustache. I didn't mean it. I kind of did, but... So I go to the house, and my dad doesn't have a mustache. I'm like, wow, he looks so much younger, different. I kind of liked it, but I'm like, what in the world happened? He said, well, son, I'd done this sin. I was feeling about it. Now, you got to remember, I'm about 22, so I don't know much about the Word. And he was kind of my hero. He taught me everything I know about the Bible. So I tend to believe what he's saying. But he tells me this story that was unbelievable. I can't go for this. He says, well, you know the story in the Bible where Samson... You know, they shaved off his hair and his hair grew back and that was the sign of his anointing coming back. I said, yeah. He said, well, that's what the Lord impressed me to do, that I would take off this mustache and then as it grew back, my anointing was coming back. Now, I was thinking for a minute. Didn't want to tell him because he had whipped me so many times as a child. I didn't want to revisit that. But he was sincere. He was sincerely wrong, but he was sincere. And I thought, you mean to tell me that Jesus... came down, was born of a virgin, lived a spotless life, dwelt among people, and then dies on the cross, and it covered everything except you just a little bit more you had to pay. You had to shave off your mustache, and then that would be the deal breaker. I mean, y'all, it doesn't make sense. Raise your hand. Come on, St. Louis. It doesn't make sense. That's works-based. We are grace-based. In fact, that offends God. What if I were to tell you today, hey, I want to give Austin my watch. I don't. This is purely supposition. But say if I did. And I went to him at Christmas and I said, here's your free gift. Here's your watch. Then he takes the watch. He unwraps it. He looks at it. And I said, all you owe me is $50. It's a $600 watch. All you owe me is $50. Then it goes from a free gift to a good deal. Come on, somebody help me right now. This is not a good deal. This is a free gift, the ultimate gift of righteousness, the blood of Jesus. Somebody ought to give God praise today. His blood is powerful. His blood is disease-free. His blood is anointed. In his blood, it is the meal that heals. In his blood is redemption. In his blood is forgiveness of sin. I tell you, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. One drop of blood dissolves the power of hell's ability to touch you in any area. I give you 10 seconds to praise it. Come on, Sunset Hill. Ferguson, I know you're going crazy. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise. This ain't no good deal. Do we have his blood work back yet? We're about to get a blood work. I heard about Boudreaux. Boudreaux went to the doctor. And it was a little country place. And he said, Boudreaux said, well, I need to get checked out. He said, but I need lab results, and I need a CAT scan. And his doctor was so back in the country, he said, okay. They brought in a Labrador, and they walked the lab around him. Then they picked up a cat, and they rubbed the cat all over him and gave him his CAT scan. Lab results. Okay, let's see here. Eric, here's your results. Are they looking too good for you? Your pride is high. Your self-control is low. Your fear is high, your insecurity is high, your loneliness is high, your faith is low, your hope is low. Okay, we got some work to do here, right? Now, when we get with the blood of Jesus, immediately it's in a blood infusion. You are now infused with fresh blood, and it is clean blood, and it is covenant blood. Everybody shout, covenant blood. Covenant blood. One more time, shout it, covenant blood.
Covenant blood.
Let's check this out. Matthew 26, verse 28 says, "This is my blood covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." This is my blood covenant. I'm going to say it three times. This is my blood covenant. This is my blood covenant. This is my blood covenant. Covenant. Nicole and I got married. She asked me to marry her a while back. And when we got married, Austin was 7. And we had to go down and, you know, you go to the courthouse and they do blood work. And then you go and you get a certificate, a license to be married. And then on this certificate that they gave us, it's got the place for the preacher to sign. And it's got two witnesses. And the witnesses witness that this is going to happen. And we need proof that this happened. And also, the day of the wedding, she also had them videotape it, VHS. Anybody remember the VHS tape? So she has a signed document saying that her name was changed and she became Nicole Jeanette Phila Crank. She took on my name. She took my checkbook, which we didn't have much in it. She took the name Crank. And like all girls, she's signing her name Crank, Nicole Crank. Any girls ever done that? What does it sound like, Smith? In Wesson, right? Now you're signing your name. You're thinking about what it's going to be like to be married. She had a wedding in mind, and then she had a videotape to prove it. Some of you still don't even know about a videotape. By the way, there used to be a place called Blockbuster Video. Anybody, go with me on this right here. Anybody raise your hand? Back in the day, you had to go. You couldn't stream a movie. You couldn't Netflix it. There wasn't like Prime. Amazon didn't strip it to the house. You had to go downtown to the Blockbuster Video. Young people don't know. Raise your hand if you know what I'm talking about. This is a true story. And you would go down and there would be DVDs on the wall. It'd be like Turner and Hooch, Die Hard 1, 2, 3, 4, Die Hard 7, 9, and 10, right? And you would take the videotape home and then you would play the videotape and then it said on the box, it said, "Please be kind," and you got to rewind. Anybody remember that right now? Kids are like, "What? I just hit stream." That kept you from watching bad movies because you're like, "I don't want anybody to see that I picked this one up." Some of you are like, "Didn't matter, I did it anyway, right?" People in our church are like, "I starred in that movie." Video. So Nicole had a video. She has a piece of paper that says, "This is a covenant." So if I woke up in the morning 5 days later and said, "I don't feel married," she'd say, "I don't care what you feel like. I care what this says." She stood up right now. If you're wondering online, she just stood up like, "I'll bust a cap in you. I'll tell God you died." I love you guys. I was hoping I was going to make it at least to the revival. There's a covenant. This covenant is not based on feelings. This covenant, this blood covenant, according to Matthew 26, 28, he said, "This is my blood covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." It doesn't matter if you don't feel like a child of God. It doesn't matter if you feel like, "I don't feel worthy." You are worthy. It doesn't matter if you don't feel blessed. You are blessed. It doesn't matter what you feel like. "I feel worried." You are blessed of God, anointed of God, and the blood work has come back, and he's your dad. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and he has something better than health care. He has divine health. I wish somebody would praise him today. You have a covenant with Almighty God. Give him praise. Look at your neighbor and say, "He's preaching today." Now, when you know who you are and you know what you have, you don't have to let the devil punk you anymore. Look at your neighbor at all campuses and say, "Don't let the devil punk you." Remember in 1 Samuel 17, you can write this down, please do, and on Facebook, please write that down for me, 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17 is a story about a guy named David and a guy named Goliath, right? David now comes up against Goliath. Everybody was watching Goliath talk smack to them. But one man, everybody shout, one man. One man knew who he was. So David came, and here's the line that he said that I want you, when you're reading 1 Samuel 17, to look for. He said, "You come at me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. I will feed your uncircumcised," let's shout that together, "uncircumcised flesh to the fowls of the air. In other words, he said, I've been cut where blood flows. There is a covenant of circumcision under the old covenant that put them in right standing with God. In fact, God came back to the man of God when some of these guys were grown and said, God spoke to me and said to circumcise you a second time. How many of y'all know that's a good way to get the church attendance low that weekend, right?
Not today, you don't.
They cut where blood flows. They cut, and it's uncomfortable talking about it, but it is in Levitical law that they cut where blood flows and they cut off the excess flesh. God is wanting to cut off the excess flesh in every area of our life so we don't focus on our flesh's ability to get us out of debt, our flesh's ability to get all property to go back to its original owner, our flesh's ability to get every prisoner free. It's not the flesh. In fact, the Bible said it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. What is that spirit? The spirit of Jesus, which entered us into a legal binding contract. So David wasn't afraid that his spear is bigger. He wasn't afraid that he's feet taller. He knew in which he had come. He'd come in the name of the Lord. So I really want you to get a hold of this at all campuses today in St. Louis. Don't be living your life in the flesh thinking, well, my competitors have built a gym. Say you own a gym. The guy that goes to our church, part of our ministry, he owns the most Planet Fitness, especially there in St. Louis, lives right here in Palm Beach. That guy is a covenant guy. I watched John one day negotiate with a non-covenant guy. Both guys went to our church. That was the interesting part about it. That's how I actually met John. I met John because the guy who came to our church was afraid of Planet Fitness coming to St. Louis. He had a gym, several of them. And he said, they're coming. They're going to just annihilate us. It's over. And I thought, yeah, probably, because you don't tithe. Apparently Florida does. I know St. Louis is with me on this. You don't tithe. You don't give. You don't show up to church. You're a creaster. You come on Christmas and Easter. And so I know you and because of who you are. And we're friends. You got my cell phone number, but you don't have a covenant with God. And so he asked me to go to the business meeting right here at Rocco's Tacos. And I went to Rocco's Tacos with a guy who goes to our church. So apparently going to church doesn't make you a covenant person. Knowing who you are makes you a covenant person. Oh, Lord. If you sleep in the garage, it does not make you a Mercedes. If kittens are born in an oven, it doesn't make them biscuits. That's just where they were born. So you going to faith church doesn't really make the difference. What makes the difference is when you go to Growth Track, you connect with God, connect with people, discover your purpose and make a difference. You're serving at church. You know who you are. So then when David comes to you, competition comes to you, cancer comes to you, you go, not today, devil. I'm from a royal family, royal priesthood. I have a covenant with Almighty God. You go back to hell where you came from. I am living in heaven on earth. These are my banner years. This is my jubilee. Ain't no devil going to stop me. No Jezebel's going to stop me. The economy's not going to stop me. Sickness isn't going to stop me. You can't lose with the stuff I use. I am a covenant person. If you agree with that, you ought to shout amen. It's not everybody. Some people say, I don't know. He sure is excited today. Well, if you knew what I knew, you'd get excited too. Actually, I saw an old lady on YouTube, and I said, hey, on Instagram, I said, play that for me. This lady looks like she's having a covenant on YouTube. This is what you'll look like when you find out what you got. Come on, huh? Go, Grandma. Go, Grandma. Go, Grandma. Go, Grandma. Come on, give it up for Grandma. Come on, somebody ought to shout amen. I don't care how old you are. I care how bold you are. You have a covenant with Almighty God. You ought to be 80. Go, oh, yeah, I got a covenant. Going to live to 120, 120, 120. People without a covenant are like, well, I'm 50. I'm 50 years old. I'm 50 years old. No, you're 50 years young. The Bible says if you got a covenant, you can live to 120. You can live so long, your friends in heaven think you done went to hell because you realize who you are and what you have. I can tell our church has been praying every day on Facebook. I can feel it in the house. I can feel it, Earth City. I can feel it. So real quick, because I got to wrap this story up because we got to hurry, I suppose. Although we're streaming, I don't have to drive. Usually in Sunset Hills right now, I'm driving from our city, Sunset Hills, our city. These services can go longer because I really have nowhere else to go. There's probably people in St. Louis going, oh, no. I had an appointment at Cracker Barrel. So I watch these two negotiate, right? And the guy who has the covenant tells, they both, you know, at that point, this guy looks at him and says, yeah, well, I'd buy you out. You can either go broke or I'll buy you out. But he really didn't care because he knew who he was. And then he says, well, I just need a contract. And covenant guy tells my guy, church, both of them in my phone. He looks at him and says, I don't like doing contracts. I just do handshakes. This guy got so scared. He didn't realize this guy really is a man of his word. This guy was a little bit of a liar. So he thought, I need a covenant. I need a contract. I need something that says this. This guy said, my word is my bond. And so then he said, he kept pushing, well, I need a contract. He said, well, if you want to, I'll write it on a napkin. So at Rocco's Tacos with a little bit of my cheese whiz on the side of the plate, he wrote the deal. This guy who had a covenant now, he walks out and he's fine. My guy walks out, and we got our church, our offices are over on Avernia. So we leave Clematis and we're walking to Avernia, and on the way there, non-covenant boy, sweating. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, my gosh, what's going on? I said, you know what? I say his name. You don't know who you are. He knows who he is. You don't tithe. You don't give. You don't serve. You show up occasionally. That's why you're being run off. See, and I told him the story that I'm telling you right now. David knew who he was, so when the competitor came in, he goes, I don't care what you come at me with. I'm telling you right now, you might have a better advertising campaign. You might have more money, but you know what? I have a vision that God told me to do, and I go to Faith Church. I know who I am. Somebody ought to shout amen. I have a covenant.
Thanks for joining us on our podcast today. We certainly hope it spoke to you in the same way it was speaking to us. If you enjoyed this message today, there's a few things I like to encourage you to do. First of all, subscribing to it. It's really easy to get these Faith Church sermons sent straight to your phone with a notification as soon as they're ready. I mean, you want that, right? Secondly, by sharing with a friend on social media, just like you might share a sale or some great restaurant, we're looking for you to share it with your friends. You never know in your network of friends who really needs this message today. And lastly, before you go, if you'll rate and review this on iTunes, it'll really help us expand our reach, help more people globally. Each time there's a positive rating, this really helps push us in front of more people. So that's what I want you to do. And if you live in the St. Louis area or West Palm Beach, come out and see us at our physical locations. If you don't, make sure you tune in to our church online. It's a real campus at faithchurch.com.